Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Ukrainian officials say a barrage of Russian missiles hit Kyiv starting early this morning. At least one person was killed. Rescuers say they pulled several people out of the rubble. NPR's Emily Fang reports the attacks break nearly 2 months of relative quiet in the capital.
Four Russian missiles hit a residential neighborhood at around 6 a.m. Sunday. More missiles hit Kyiv late morning. The strikes are part of a wave of Russian attacks that have hit far into Ukraine's west, which had been relatively quiet after Ukrainian forces beat back Russian soldiers into a retreat from Kyiv in late March.
The war in Ukraine is on the agenda at the G7 summit being held at an alpine resort in the Bavarian mountains. President Biden is there. He's urging his fellow G7 leaders to remain united and said the G7 will ban Russian gold imports as part of efforts to tighten sanctions against Moscow. Biden will be in Madrid on Tuesday for a NATO summit. States are moving to ban or severely limit access to abortions following the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Reporter Kristen Gourlay reports on what are called trigger laws.
13 states have trigger bans on the books that will outlaw or severely restrict access to abortion. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that favors abortion rights. These trigger bans are set to take effect now that Roe has been overturned. Guttmacher's state policy analyst Elizabeth Nash says there are three ways trigger laws will take effect. One is immediate. The second requires certification by state officials, such as an attorney general or governor.
And then you have three states that have a 30-day waiting period on their trigger ban.
Other laws banning early pregnancy abortions could now take effect if legal challenges against them are dropped. For NPR News, I'm Kristen Gourlay.
The Supreme Court decision on Friday paved the way for about half of all states to ban or severely restrict abortion. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Ehrlich reports that Democratic-led states like Oregon preparing for out-of-state patients.
Oregon has state laws protecting abortion rights, but nearby Idaho has a law banning most abortions that will take effect in about a month. At a demonstration in Portland, Dr. Paula Bednarik, medical director with the local Planned Parenthood, says Oregon will likely see an increase in patients traveling here for the procedure.
And that means that access could be impacted all across the state to some degree because we just have more patients than we do providers.
Planned Parenthood has plans to open a new clinic near the Oregon-Idaho border. It will likely be the closest provider of abortions for people in Boise, Idaho, a metro area of about 800,000 people. For NPR News, I'm April Ehrlich in Portland, Oregon.
And this is NPR News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says voters are probably sick of hearing about things he has alleged to have done after his Conservative Party suffered two bruising defeats in two parliamentary by-elections. The BBC's Chris Mason reports.
Boris Johnson said he had to take responsibility and humbly and sincerely accept the criticisms he has faced. For many, including within his own party, the criticisms are of his character. Some sort of psychological transformation is not going to happen, he said, before returning again and again to the importance of policy rather than his conduct. He acknowledged the importance of morality in leadership. Asked to give an example of a point of principle over which he would resign, he said if he had to abandon Ukraine because it became too difficult or the costs too great, I'd go.
The Colorado Avalanche has another chance to clinch hockey's Stanley Cup. Game 6 is tonight in Tampa, with Colorado leading the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in the best-of-7 series. Colorado could have won the title Friday night, but lost to the Lightning. Avalanche left wing Gabriel Landeskog.
Obviously it stings, but listen, it's a 7-game series, and we'll see where we can get better and see where we can tighten some things up to make it harder for them, and I'll bounce right back.
Colorado is seeking its first Stanley Cup title since 2001. Tampa Bay looking to win the championship for a third straight season. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Support